Well, the impact of Greater Sydney's COVID-19 lockdown on the property market is presenting enormous challenges for renters. Property listings in Sydney are at an all-time low, and analysts say that's pushing property prices higher. So in an effort to grab top dollar, analysts say there are landlords now selling their investments, even though the city's in lockdown and the potential exposure to the virus for tenants arises. Our business reporter David Taylor has been looking into this. David, walk us through this. Why are these sales making tenants nervous about the virus?
Look, pretty simply, Linda, because property prices are rising and so many landlords are striking while the iron's hot and putting their property on the market. Now, the property is then open for inspection and tenants are faced with potentially infectious strangers moving through their home, as many as 10 at a time, we're told, but this is not allowed. In New South Wales, the combination of public health orders and the Residential Tenancy Act allows one potential tenant on a single day and no more than two per week, but the rules we're being told are not being followed. Now, look, we put out the call on social media to gauge how much this was happening, and people did come back and said to us, yes, this is happening to us in quite a large amount. So we spoke to the New South Wales Tenants Union. CEO Leo Patterson Ross says he's receiving lots of calls too from tenants that are worried about catching COVID-19 during a property inspection.
People are very worried, but then are being asked to let people into their home. And actually, it's the people coming in who are at most initial risk. So it's out of a concern for the spread within the community.
The Real Estate Institute of New South Wales represents real estate agents and property professionals across the state. CEO Tim McKibben says he's not aware of any agents breaking COVID-19 orders.
No, I haven't. I haven't had any evidence coming from the field that there has been any more than the two inspections that are permitted.
But Leo Patterson Ross from the Tenants Union says that's precisely the problem. Too few tenants are complaining or speaking out for fear of falling out with their landlord.
Like many laws, unfortunately, for renters, the legally binding contract, it's very hard to enforce. And so if an agent says, well, I'm going to bring forward 10 people today, they're all going to come in one at a time, but 10 people in a row, that tenant has to make a decision. Am I going to stick my neck out and risk that I'm going to be evicted?
Another stress on tenants is being forced out at the end of a lease as their landlord sells up. Head of research at property research firm CoreLogic, Tim Lawless, says landlords facing record low yields or returns from rent in Sydney are selling out as leases expire.
So there is a bit of a herd mentality here, it seems, and probably more chasing capital gains than rental return. But you're right. If you're an investor in the Sydney marketplace, you're probably looking at a very high buy-in price and a relatively low yield.
The Real Estate Institute's Tim McKibben concedes this is a real risk for renters.
Now, the market, as I think everybody knows, is performing extremely well, at least if you're a vendor. And as a consequence of that, I think a number of landlords have been enticed into selling their property. That has reduced the available stock in the market.
The New South Wales government has put new temporary measures in place to support both tenants and landlords. Residential tenants who cannot meet their rent payments due to COVID-19 will be protected from eviction during the moratorium, commencing from July 14 to September 11. But the Tenants Union's Leo Patterson Ross says renters in regional centres are finding it especially tough going.
Certainly some tenants have been told that they're actually being evicted in order for that landlord to maximise their rent by capturing the higher rents that people have come in as they've moved out of Sydney because they don't want to live there anymore. That's been the big thing in the regions. There's also been a big flux of owner-occupiers moving and buying the property, evicting the sitting tenant and moving in themselves. But both of those are really pushed by people who were in Sydney no longer wanting to be there for affordability or for sort of safety reasons.
Helena Sandella's rental property helps pay for her mother's dementia care. She says her property in Rose Bay is now empty and the agent's finding it challenging finding people to come for an inspection.
And it's going to possibly lead to my mum's unit being even more vacant in the future.
How is your mum going to pay for her nursing home care if she's not receiving the pension and doesn't get the rental income?
Right. Well, I've had to actually draw down on the RDA deposit that she has in the bank, but she is drawing on her savings at the moment.
Property manager Helen Sindela with business reporter David Taylor.